Christian Leaders, Responding to 9/11.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book, Walking Through Shadows, Finding Hope in a World of Pain. Well, Ken, when terrorists viciously attacked America back in 2001, many of the eyes of the world were glued to the TV and wondering what religious leaders might say to all of this. Well, what did they say?
I must admit, I was very saddened by what I heard. Some Christian leaders kept saying, well, we have no explanation. We don't know why these things happened. Now, most of those same Christian leaders believed in millions of years. So it wasn't really a surprise to me that they didn't have answers. Let me explain why this is so. To give answers, you have to go back to Genesis and take it as real history. The Bible regards Adam and Eve as real, literal people. The coming of death through Adam is just as real in history as the coming of Jesus Christ to conquer death. In fact, the gospel links the two together. Christ is the last Adam who came to overcome the results of the first Adam's sin. But if you believe the earth has been around for millions of years, then death, violence, and cancer must be a part of God's normal way of doing things. That's impossible. And Christian leaders who believe this aren't able to explain tragic death to a questioning world. They need to go back to the authority of the book in Genesis.
Right after September 11, Ken Ham wrote a booklet on why God allows death and suffering. Now, you can read his text on your computer screen when you log on to AnswersRadio.com.